Let us begin. Well, Pinkies, welcome back to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. We're out again. Dans l'aventure. What are we supposed to be doing? Well, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what we will be doing. That is enjoying the sun. It is I wouldn't say warm, but it is a dry, which is very unusual for Vancouver, and sunny day with us having nothing better to do than a little blue sports car out for a drive. So, that is what we are about to do. We are going to pretend to get some chores done. That's what we're really doing. We have very, very important things that need to get done today. So we are being forced to take this car out for a drive. There's pile driving going on somewhere in my city, in my neighborhood. At least it feels like pile driving. And you know the Shaw guy, now I don't know about you folks, but we here in Canada, we have these telecommunications companies, and their whole primary goal is to sell you either internet services, television, or telephone, and mobile cellular voice and data plans. And there's three different kinds, you know, I'm not going to get into it. Rogers, Shaw, Telus. Anyway, I am on the warpath, people. I am on the warpath. We're coming up here, just a little side note, coming up to a Maserati. I can't tell if it's not the Quattroporte. Oh, wait, it's a four-door. What the hell is that? Oh, that's the Tesla. There's that Tesla again. Black, all black and very dirty, I might add, Mr. Tesla owner. If you can afford a Tesla, you should afford a slave boy to wash it for you. I, of course, can barely afford myself to wash my cars, but in any case. So, we'll talk about the Tesla later on. So here we have the big three... telephone internet providers. We'll phrase them as telecommunication providers. Okay, well, I've been battling with my telecommunication provider, and I sense a conspiracy theory because I've been phoning and complaining. So they sent a guy out today. There's this guy on a pole from the telecommunication company. And you know, the first thing I think of is, oh my God, the guy's going to electrocute himself and fall out of the pole. I'm going to have to phone the fire department. You know, these are the things that I get prepared. When you see a telecommunication guy coming up to your telephone pole, it's not a good thing, I don't think. It's not like Santa arriving. It's like, oh God, what are they going to do now? They're going to fuck something up. No, really, sir, we were trying to make your service better. Sorry, the power went out and your house burnt down, but now you can get 18 more gigabits per second. Okay, well, anyway, let me calm down. So I've been fighting with Shaw. They keep screwing up my bill. I'm not going to get into the details. But they hold you hostage with their send us back this equipment or we're going to charge you and it's going to go against your credit rating. Anyway, you know, this is the thing about these telecommunication companies is they're so mean. They're so difficult to deal with. they want all these conditions and, oh, but now you want to cancel or change your service. Oh, you didn't read the fine print. There's the $85 cancellation change fee, and double that if you do it on a Tuesday, and all this kind of stuff. Ugh. So lo and behold, the Shaw guy, I'll get back to my story. Okay, I will stop ranting. I will get back to my story. This is what I think, there's a conspiracy theory. So I've been complaining to the Shaw company. They send a guy out who climbs a pole, and guess what happens next? Just as I expected, the power goes out in the house. So I go out and I check to see if the guy's electrocuted himself, because we can't have the power out today. We have to do a show. I've got a live show. So, fortunately, though, the guy was not dead. He was still alive. So it wasn't him that created the power outage. Oh, green light, folks. Oh, we have lots of grimy, dirty salt buildup on the roads today. Whenever it gets cold here in Vancouver, they all freak out and they load up on the salt and the dirt and the gravel. One thing I like about this car is you can actually get yourself into any little slot. If you say, hey, I want to be right there. Oh, I'm following a big ugly van down around the best scary corner. The corner that's going to be a little bit frosty today, because there's that dark side that doesn't get any sun. Yeah, so I was saying, it's nice with this car because it has so much power and it's so maneuverable that if you want to get yourself into that little hole, that spot, that place between those two cars, you merely need to think about it. And the car answers your response. Like right now, we're doing 3,600 RPMs into this very lovely corner, 51 miles an hour. I know that's my limit. I can go faster. And then we come to the slippery part. Now, how did we lose it there? Just too much power on the exit, I think. Just experience a little drifting out on that really wet, moist corner there. And the car, well, I have no weight in the front, wants to drift out on the exit. I must practice that corner more. Okay, so Shaw comes along. They killed my power to get back at me for canceling my telephone service. And now I guess we're even. I still have to phone and complain about my bill not reflecting the fact that I returned their bloody computer equipment.
I'm sorry, sir, we didn't receive it.
19 phone calls later. So anyway, that's my conspiracy theory about the telecommunications companies. Hang on to your hats, folks. We are going up Snake Hill, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. What's that, about 5 degrees? What am I in, second gear into the first corner? Oh man, this car just revs so nicely. 50 miles an hour, third gear, 3,600 RPMs, a bit of a rough corner here. Past the bus, past the garbage truck, don't kill the pedestrian, fourth gear. What are we doing, 50 miles an hour still, back into third, keep it at 50. See how we make this corner a little faster, just a little push out on the understeer. Very nice, very nice. Hmm. remarkable how quickly this car can actually go around a corner. It does surprise me. 50 miles an hour through those corners. That's pretty impressive, I think. So I actually got to enjoy a lovely drive yesterday out to the country to see my, to visit my father's house. It's always nice to get out and see Dad's old place. But anyway, we had a lovely drive. The weather was just delightful. So I guess I should tell you about what's been going on with my father. Well, he is now living with my brother up there out the northern, the southeast corner of the province. We've put his house up for sale. Okay, now tell me if you think this is bad or not. So I have secured a realtor to sell my father's house. And it's been nothing but work. Now, I kind of feel like I'm the only one who's doing anything to sell this house, despite the fact that I've secured the services of a realtor. So I've had to drive all over the Hell's Half Acre and deliver papers and signatures and contracts and stuff to the realtor. And the whole purpose of having a realtor is to get the property on the MLS, which is the multiple listing service, to promote it so somebody will come by and look at it and then buy it, hopefully. Oh, lovely. I'm right beside a fucking stinking diesel pickup truck. So I look on the MLS and the realtor hasn't got it posted yet. And I phone her and go, why is this place not posted yet? It's been a week. You've had the listing for a week and it's still not up on the MLS. Oh, I got to check into that. And so like they didn't do their job properly. Oh, we needed a piece of information that I didn't happen to have. I'll get right on that. And so I have to, like, babysit the realtor to make sure that the fucking thing gets put on the MLS. And then it does get up on the MLS, and there's no photos of anything. So now I have to phone the realtor and say, are you doing the photo? Are you going to do some photos so we can see what the place looks like? Or am I going to have to go out there again to make the photos so that you can put something up on the MLS so I can sell this bloody house? I'm very disappointed in my realtor. Now, what the hell am I? Are they? They haven't done anything so far as I can see to earn their 7% commission for this place yet. And I'm the one who's doing all the work. And it takes me an hour and a half to get out there and an hour and a half to get back. I am not impressed. Must say I am disappointed. Here we go again with the level of the quality of customer service. It's so disappointing. So there's that. I know this is sound. I realize this sounds like a lot of complaining going on here on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Really, life isn't really that hard, so I guess I shouldn't be complaining so much. I'm generally, I am a happy guy. Oh dear, oh my goodness. I better shut this show down. I just want to say a little hello to Blind Guy Jay. I discovered recently that he's a listener and has been listening for several years, probably as long as the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast has been on. So thank you, Jay, for being out there for me and being a listener. Okay, so a lady goes to see her doctor for her annual physical. And the doctor says to her, "Oh, no, I have very bad news for you." She says, "What? What? What's the matter?" And he says, "Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you only have 6 months to live." And she says, "Oh, my God, doctor, what am I going to do?" And he says, "Well, you could marry an accountant." And she says, "Oh, will that make me live longer?" He says, "No, but it will seem like you're living longer." So I better tell you about the Tesla. So I've seen this Tesla now a couple of times hanging around the city. A little, well, not little, it's a medium-sized four-door Tesla fully electric car. I'm pretty sure it's fully electric. Very sexy-looking machine. The one I've seen is black, and it's always dirty. So, as you heard earlier, but very nippy. It's got lots of oomph to it. It doesn't have any trouble getting away from the stoplights, I'll tell you that much. So, very sexy-looking car. Very lovely-looking, stylish car. And very sleek and forward styled kind of a thing. I'm quite taken by this Tesla. And they only run about $80,000 or $100,000 Canadian. So it's a drop in the bucket for many of us. I think I'd much rather have a Fisker, because they're only $110,000 Canadian. And they have an engine on board. So I'm quite impressed with that Tesla. It's a nice looking car. All right, folks, I think that's going to have to be it. Thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. The only other thing I need to resolve is this bill that I got in the mail from Colorado Springs for knee surgery. I have no idea what that's about. I don't know why I received that. In any case, take care, everyone. And thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I am the Faye Driver.